Welcome back from recess to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's 9:33. We're on standing business item number 8, code enforcement issues. Anything to discuss today, Kent?
The individual on Lord Captain's Cove that we're having trouble with has pled guilty to 4 offenses, and part of that agreement is just that by June we'll have everything cleaned up. And there's reaching out to P&Z to get building permits to move forward.
Good.
I know we're having some issues over in Green Acres that we need to work with P&Z to work out. But there's a couple of designated right-of-ways there we can approach. And other than that, Captain's Cove people are starting to realize they need to bring their homes in. Slowly, bring their homes in.
All right, thank you. Any legislation discussion for the county or the RDA?
Yeah, probably will pick up.
Yeah. Tourism, Jordan, do you have anything for us today?
No, no updates as far as just some things on the agenda. Approved, then we can have another winter event.
Okay. Peggy, anything from you on tourism?
No, she covered it.
Thank you. Are there any citizens who would like to make comment today? Public comment? All right, then let's move on to the cash summary report and accounts receivable report for the county and the RDA.
As we're going in,
Kathy, are you here for a specific discussion item today?
I want to see what you're going to do about Dark Skies designation. I have a couple of people who want me to write an ordinance under Dark Skies. I told them I didn't have time to write an ordinance, but I'll get back onto yours to see what you're going to do.
I bring that up because there was some discussion about tabling that item today. Is there a...
I was deferring to the department if they want to explain it. I'm just, from being honest, very anti that. But I'm one vote. So.
I will make a comment that when we did the intersections over there in Dutch John, there was some discussion about putting up some traffic lights at the intersection, not the signals, but the actual lights.
Some lighting, safety lighting.
The safety lighting and the Dark Skies initiative come up. And
because Dutch John is enrolled in it and has some code.
Yeah, there was going to be an issue with doing that, so we chose not to. And it is a matter of just making sure the lights are pointing the right way and all that, but there's a lot of things to think about on the Dark Skies initiative.
There's a lot when you're looking at our building that's going on now.
You want to put lights up along the road to lighten up the downtown Manila area. That would be an issue with the Dark Skies. Potentially an issue.
I look at the rural areas, the livestock part of it, where they'll have a yard light for calving, for everything for at night. And if it influences that,
we do like to every once in a while turn off all our lights and see the effects.
I think it's something we all appreciate, but
yeah, I mean, from a positive sense, there's certainly a value to a dark sky, but the designation to me is way heavy handed, or can be. or can be very, it can be weaponized almost, depending on your perspective, as a designation. But the reason to have the conversation offline that we're having now, I guess, more in more detail and to give fairness to the department, I think there's I'm not going to say I'm all the way informed on it, and I'm willing to be more informed, but I don't want anybody to feel like I've been dishonest by not letting them know how I feel.
I don't think that you can necessarily not have the lights. There's just restrictions on the type of lighting and things like that. So, I mean, and we all maybe need to be more informed because we're both lightly just informed as part of being at conferences and things like that. That's why I pulled up all the paperwork. But I think that you can still have them. There's just restrictions on where they point, just like our rodeo lights. They point down. You can have those. And it's just where they're pointing in the certain rooms and things like that. So
that feels good.
Are we going into this portion of it, or are we?
We're discussing it to see if we're going to get into it.
In the interest of Kathy's schedule, I brought it up early.
And that's all I'm here is to find out.
So I think we should continue the discussion.
Yeah, and partly because we've got that 10 o'clock closed session as well is why I moved it forward a little bit.
And if you're going to discuss it more later, then I can just come back later.
I think we're in the discussion, at least the beginning end of the discussion, so I'm welcome to it.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I know that from our perspective, we have some homes along Dry Creek Lane, new homes, and they've put up these monstrosity lights.
Chandra led us to believe that the city had already passed ordinances on what people could do in the town of Manila with their lighting.
But I don't think this one in particular has been enforced. And that's the one
because the town of Dutch John also already has the ordinances. For the lighting, it's not to remove any lighting at all. It's to just make sure that the lighting faces down, that the lumens are not quite as bright. The lighting is severely affecting agriculture. The back of our building is covered in moths and those white mayflies or whatever those things are. Those things at night should be out in the fields pollinating, and they're not. And this is worldwide. It's affecting the growth of food. The lighting is affecting our wildlife. It's changing. The bright lights is changing the way that they're mating, where they're feeding. We're losing food because the pollination is not there like it should be. One thing with the Daggett County, we actually spoke with the gentleman who, Jordan, do you remember? I do not remember his name, but he is one of them that is of the few that can sign off on it as a designation. Daggett County already meets the lighting on there. They pull things up on the GIS maps. If you've got red spots, then all of those have to be fixed before you can go into it. We are a medium blue-green, which means we do not have anything that really needs to be fixed. But if we were able to get through all of the steps, and I know that they are difficult, and I guess maybe what I'm asking is it's something that the commissioners would be willing to let us pursue to get a lot more information on it. I do know that if you talk to the Springdale, Diane's Canyon, they can tell you what it's changed in their lighting costs. The cost of lighting goes down. It also affects people who are in the beginnings of cataracts. They cannot see the bright lights shining down, but the lower lights on a path that are the amber color, they can see and walk along pathways in the dark. That's why they use a lot of the, they hand out at some of these things, the red flashlights. Utah has the most designations of anywhere in the world right now. We would, however, be the only county in the... if we could do this, we'd be the only county that qualifies, that could, would be able... we would be the first full county that could do it. But we're kind of cheating when we have two cities.
if you guys look at page... looks like it's 37... on your full packet of the dark sky stuff, it's going to the fourth page.
Which one?
Of the program guidelines. That shows the minimum requirements and the different like, regulations of new installations and things like that. So, and that's completely up to you guys. I'm just on the surface of this stuff, so it's up to you guys, I guess, on how you guys feel about this, but that would be basically the minimum stuff. And like Katie said, we got with someone, we didn't have anything that needed to be addressed. It's just putting in the ordinance for new building and what needs to be met.
So we've got to break all the lights out of this new building?
No, it's already set up right.
Right? Or
right,
compliant.
Correctly.
Compliant.
Compliant with dark skies.
We've made sure of that on the Pinnacle plan also.
Yeah.
That was a...
yeah, that was already set up for night skies with all of the lighting out there to more face downward as opposed to upwards. And it's not that anything really... it can be as tall as you want. They talked about agriculture, animals. There's no problem as long as they just face down and they're not generating out and up.
So what's the benefit of being, this is not argumentative or against, just getting all the facts, right?
Trying to, yeah.
What's the benefit of being part of the Dark Sky Initiative versus just doing what Dutch John has done in the town of Manila?
Tourism.
Because
if we're a designation that particular, that will bring winter people here to Daggett County. The skies change. There's a gentleman that works with the tribe who does dark skies. The Native Americans look at dark skies completely different from the Anglos. And it's just another tourism source to bring business into the county in the fall, winter, and summer. I mean, during this, or spring. During the summer, we do have some, I think her name is Patty McCormick. Do you know?
I don't remember the name, you know.
Jack, do you? She did work for, maybe not with you, it could have been somebody else, but she's had training in the
dark. Do they live here?
She does.
Full time or seasonal?
Maybe
the only McCormicks I know is John McCormick up here next to the cemetery.
Okay. I'm not sure, but the
Forest
Service was doing some things at Red Canyon and over at Dutch John, outlining, you know, doing presentations at dark, but that was all taken away. That was one of those volunteer things that was going on over there. So we do have somebody here that could, you know, help with that portion of it. The presentation that Jordan and I went to, the lady that worked with us, she had been a school teacher, and she quit teaching school to do the dark skies. You don't have to have expensive telescopes. There's all kinds of things you can do. You don't have to purchase a lot to get into it. But the designation is worldwide. I mean, we can try and advertise it, but if we could make that designation, that does 90% of our advertising for us. But that is a huge growing group of tourism individuals. Tourism is kind of, in our area, is focusing a lot on health benefits, mind, body, and soul, not just one. And the night skies is bringing a lot of different people into it on that. But this was just something that we wanted to look at to bring in tourism during the fall, winter, and spring on that.
Why not summer?
Oh, it can be summer too. Yeah. Summer, people are doing summer already, but we're not doing anything to get it going for completely seasonal.
So from my perspective, one of the things is that we're roughly 89% or 11% private in our county and 89% public land with very, very little, or 89%, 88% non-private land with very little development over that much of our county. I don't understand for the little bit of our county that is lighted why we need this designation when it when you look beyond, and I'm not discounting all of the benefits necessarily, but it feels very, from a PZ standpoint, it feels very heavy-handed. To me, and I understand for the good reasons that they want to do that, because that's their marketing. That's how they're selling it, is that if you're going to get into it, it's a special thing. I don't feel that special about it, personally. And I'm willing to share that because it's, like many designations, they're two-edged swords. If we are already compliant, and there's zoning already existing or building, the building trades as they are already trying to do things that are at least sensitive or attentive to down-facing lights and different things like that. But I also see that we have livestock people, we have multiple different reasons, and from an economic development standpoint, knowing that tourism is a piece of that puzzle, but not the puzzle, I'm very, very uncomfortable, in my words, inflicting this on some people that have no... All they have to do is walk 10 feet away from their buildings or maybe even drive a mile to be in a dark sky. Or they can... When I looked through that cursorily, and I did pay attention to it when Dutch John was doing it, it adds a whole other layer of P&Z stuff that is, I think, an overreach in local government, honestly. And I'm trying not to use hyperbole to get my point across, but it turns my gut to, and I know I'm speaking of it as me, and I know it can be taken poorly, and I maybe should stop while I'm ahead. It's not to hurt anyone's feelings that disagree with me, and I just respectfully disagree in terms of how the county applies it. And as a citizen, and I realize that as a citizen, there's value for it too, to have it. But in our role as commissioners, I feel, for me, as a single vote, and if it's different, however it goes, but I'm very uncomfortable with, at least at this stage of the game, in applying this kind of zoning to the whole county because of the issues with people that are making their living and doing their thing, and their lights, because of how it works in their feedlot or their calving pens, shine their light where it needs to be, whether it's sideways, down, or up. And if it gets out of adjustment, how far out of compliance are you before you fix it? If something gets blown up to where it's shining the wrong way, whatever the wrong way is.
Be up to the county to enforce it, then, too.
Right. That feels like a big lift. If it's going to be over the whole county.
What about the beacon? We get it fixed. Is it going to be shining too much? It's got to be up so the planes can see it.
I'd have to check into the beacon versus this.
But I mean, to me, I would somewhat agree with Jack. I don't want to see it made that we have to turn the lights out, or I'm not to the point where I want to be told how my lights can work on my property. But it's coming, and but I know that I can drive, well, I can for sure drive 5 miles from my house and be in a perfectly beautiful spot to watch the skies all night. Go up on the mountain to the overlook, go down to...
Right, and we know that. We all know that. I can stand in my backyard and see probably just about every constellation. It was just that rather than spending county dollars for advertising, if it's designated, they do a lot of it for us. But I do understand. I understand what you're saying. But we haven't... It's not been pushed here in Daggett County. We haven't... People don't know they can come here for night skies like they do in some of the other cities because they just don't know that we...
Can we advertise that without being absolutely designated?
We cannot use the word designated in any advertising whatsoever.
But we have dark skies.
Right. Yeah. So we could say, you know, dark skies are available in Daggett County. We were hoping to try and, you know, maybe get someone who would be willing to do tours on as a profession for another job.
I believe here. That they do that at the Red Canyon Visitor Center during the summer.
No, they don't do it anymore. That was a volunteer position. I've already talked to the Forest Service, and that was something that was taken out. They no longer have. They're not doing any of their little programs. That all stopped in January of last year.
I guess my point with that, if they may do all the advertising, but it's still on us to enforce it.
Right.
And not that I would ever want them to enforce it, but I completely agree with the values that they're doing, but the designation, and it's not just dark sky. I mean, there's lots of designations that I'm very uncomfortable applying that thing, whether it may help in a part of our tourism. But I think we can advertise the fact that we are a dark sky county, or our skies are dark, with the exception of some, to your point, two little towns. And I don't want, and then what's in it for them? Who's making money off it? Are we? Or is it dark sky? We would get some of the money, but there's some.
There's no cost to this.
How are they funded?
Most of it's volunteers.
And I think that's what Peggy's after, is some funding for where the counties are paying for it.
It's volunteers, it's...
Somebody pays somebody to get the word out. Right. I mean, it's not.
Right, they do a lot of it through grants. There's an organization or tourism.
They get grants from tourism?
Right, so it would be like the state of Utah, Natalie Wood and her group, they would include that in the advertising that they're already doing for the county. But that would come out of their budget, it wouldn't come out of our budget.
So
for the Life Elevated and Utah Forever. That.
As a promotion.
Correct, right. Just like Ski Utah comes out of...
The Mighty Five.
The Mighty Five.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need to use a lot of time on it, but I'm willing to be more informed. But it's...
We have a guy that did a consult with us at one of the conferences. Maybe we should just have him reach out and give him some information and see if he can come to him. Because there was nothing that needed to be changed. So I can understand your concerns with like ranchers' lights and things like that, but whatever's already in place does not need to be changed at all. So whatever people are using right now is totally fine.
But why do we want it? But
why
change the rules then?
Yeah,
if it ain't broke, is part of my... And I know that's... don't take it quarterly.
No, I get it. I guess I just am having a hard time understanding if it's fine now, what would be their reasoning to just, okay, whatever you have now, you can replace that.
If it, if the things don't, if the regulations don't get tougher, at one point I would say they'll probably cut out some of that lighting.
I guess I can see that. No, I'm just trying to understand. But we just were asked to bring this. It's been pushed on Peggy and I at every conference that we go to about tourism, and there's a lot of potential because we are one of the only counties that has everything basically already done. We don't have to make any changes, and so it's been pushed on us heavily. So we did our due diligence to bring it to you guys, and if you guys are against it, that's totally fine. You're the commissioners. So we did what we could, and
I mean, we've had Rachel Creer, Camille Johnson, Natalie Wood, all of them have said this would be an area that they would love to see something like that for, and so they could push the tourism piece of it for us. And I'm pushing, I would like just to be able to have it because it would help with our off seasons. That's where we need to bring more stuff into the county for our businesses to keep them open on that. So it's
definitely done that.
Respectfully, I would say that we need to go back to the drawing board and look for other things for the off season. From my perspective, now for the lighting issues within town or within the subdivisions where there's more dense housing and lighting issues come up. And I would say maybe that would be a trying to meet in the middle a little bit, is to address the lighting issues within maybe the subdivisions, if those exist in the outside the county, but to apply it to the whole county, and really uncomfortable. But that, and I realize that doesn't deal with the designation part and what how it could be marketed. But from my perspective, I'd rather go back to the community.
Kent, do you know if Craig is planning on our 10 o'clock?
I don't know. I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
And I do know that we have talked about it. Let's just see.
Yeah, he was going to be ready.
Okay.
Well, I have my answer, so if you don't mind, I'm going to excuse myself.
Thank you.
Thanks for participating. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to know your input on it, and then I will proceed as I need to. And Chandler says we already have a writing ordinance, so I'll go look at it next year.
And so did Dutch John.
Okay.
So there wasn't.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And ladies.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to the mayor for 2 seconds.
And thank you, Peggy and Jordan, for bringing it forward for the discussion. I think it's good to have the discussion.
Yeah.
I do have some concerns. I see the benefit, but, you know, they're talking about, they say that, you know, Agate County's good as it is. Well, at what point in time did they make that determination? They look on a satellite picture and say, yeah, you're good. Well, were our rodeo lights on at that time?
Yes.
You know, would,
which ones?
Were they? How do we know that?
From what he brought up, he could pull up specific dates, and we could give him a date. We have so little lighting here.
I worry that, you know, we're at a rodeo, and the lights are on, and somebody complains because they can't see a star, and they call, and then what? And then we have to redo the lighting. You know, Jed Olson's got a roping arena that he uses pretty regularly. I worry about the unintended consequences, the stuff we don't know.
Reading some of these things, these restrictions, there is ways for them to restrict it. You know, require all future such lighting to have adaptive controls or curfews. We can only have the rodeo grounds until midnight and then shut them off.
And then for security, we keep them on all night on
rodeo time.
I do worry about what we don't know the consequences. That is my point.
Or to make us vulnerable to the issues you're bringing up.
Right.
Which we have ski resort with.
Right, nice.
There you go.
Those are those are some of my concerns. I see the benefit in drawing people, and I love to go out and see the stars. I love where we live. I love the fact that it's not polluted with light. But I do worry about what the unintended consequences might be, and what the agenda might be of certain people.
Can we use the term dark skies?
I'll have to find out. I'm sure we can. I just know we
can't. Just can't use the designation. Yeah. For sure.
No, we are not designated in any way, shape, or form. And Dutch John has advertised as being a designation, and they are not.
But
they can advertise dark skies.
But on
John
the.
Is not designated?
It's not a designation. Not designated through.
They just haven't got the designation, but they've done their ordinances very
correct.
Similarly, if not
yes,
verbatim.
But I would like to make the point that I am open to, you know, if there's somebody that can come in and give us more information from that perspective, I'm open to the discussion. Because I do see the value, I think, in both. It's just a matter of
balance.
What's the balance? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And knowing what we're getting into if we choose to do it.
You can have to do something with the moon when it's full moon.
It can be pretty bright.
It can be bright enough you can't see the stars.
It might be a way for me to get spotlighters.
Are you guys going into close?
Against the ordinance.
Yeah, we do have a closed session scheduled. I believe for the purposes of purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session for that purpose. We have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Jack,
Matt Tippett's aye.
Randy.
All right. We'll transition the tape into closed session. Thank you. And the time is 10:06.